And welcome back inside the Bruce Furniture and Floor Covering Studios for KODY's Bugs in the Morning. Still hanging out at 70 degrees, sunny and hot today with a high near 99. We welcome in Brandon Kelleher joining us for a paid political interview. And here we go, Brandon. We're getting ready to dive into it here this morning. So appreciate you joining us. And it's been a little while. So for folks that haven't heard, you are indeed running for mayor of North Platte.
That is correct. I'll be on the ballot in November. And whenever they mail them out in October, I'll be there.
Now, Brandon, let's recap a little bit here for folks that are maybe listening to you the first time, or maybe they've needing a little bit of a refresher. You're a lifelong citizen of North Platte, did move away for a few years of college, but what inspired you to run for mayor of North Platte?
Well, I want to build a community where our children and grandchildren will return to and have great opportunity to prosper. And there are some folks who've moved away from North Platte and then come back over time, and sometimes their parents have brought them back, or some circumstance in their lives has brought them back. And there's a general attitude among many of those people that maybe it was some kind of a bit of a sacrifice or a last resort or something like that, that they moved back to North Platte. And I want to build a community where people enjoy coming here and they want to have great opportunity here. To do that, we all have to get together and focus on the issues and solve the issues. Mm-hmm. And in terms of why I came back to work a few years, and then I was going to leave again. That was my plan. But in that period, I got involved in a business, and then I got a great job, and 25 years later, I'm still here.
So let's talk a little bit about your personal life too, Brandon, if you don't mind. We do know that you're married. You have several family members here in the community as well, and we know that you have a role up at Great Plains Health, one of the largest employers here in the North Platte community. And you yourself are an executive up at Great Plains Health.
That's correct. I'm the chief information officer, or the head nerd, as I call myself. I'm in charge of all the technology at Great Plains Health, and it's a great job, and it allows me a lot of flexibility, a lot of time to do the things I need to do. And I didn't start out as the chief information officer. I worked up to that over about, let's see, I'll have been there 22 years here in a couple of months.
Awesome. Yeah, that's a big thing, because we do know that the mayor's position is advertised as a part-time job, but in many ways, it's a full-time gig, just with part-time benefits.
That's correct. I think that that's been an issue I've heard a few times from folks, is do you really have the time to do this job? And my role at Great Plains Health is about creating the strategy and negotiating with folks to make sure the strategy occurs. And honestly, that's about what a mayor should be doing too. I mean, there's a few operational tasks that the mayor has to do, sign things, that sort of stuff. But any kind of mayor should be working in that same way. They create the strategy, they work with the council, they work with other people in the community to create what the community needs to do, and then the folks at the city need to set forth and do what they're directed to do by the mayor and the council.
Now, we know, Brandon, that you don't really have any political experience, but you've made the comparison numerous times that your role with Great Plains Health is very similar to what the role would be as mayor of North Platte.
Well, any executive has a lot of similarities to a political role, because you spend a lot of time negotiating with people on what needs to be done, deciding on a direction, and moving forward. That's what we have to do in our community, is move forward, and I believe that I'm the person that can do that.
Now, as we wrap up here talking about your personal life, Brandon, when did you decide to run for mayor of North Platte? Has this been something you've thought about for a while? I mean, obviously, you didn't just think one morning, I think I'll go down the courthouse and sign up to run for mayor of North Platte. So tell us, what was that process like, and how long has this been something that's been on your mind and heart?
Well, I had periodically in my life entertained running for office, but never really got that serious about it. And then some folks came to me, it's been now almost 2 years ago, and said, you know, we think that you should at least try, or at least consider running for mayor. And so I did a little research and decided, you know, over a period of about 2 weeks after talking to some folks, that yes, something I want to do, and I really believe I can make a difference in the community, so that's why I decided to do it. I wouldn't do it if I didn't love the community, if I didn't really want to make a difference. If I just wanted the role, probably I wouldn't do it.
Now, we know the rumor mill in North Platte is one that circulates pretty heavy, just as any town has. And we've heard several rumors about you and your campaign as of recent, Brandon. And that's not just for you. We've had several political candidates that have come on the air here this election cycle and verified some things that have gotten lost in translation. We know there's been a few things as well that you've liked to verify, and they can hear it directly from the horse's mouth, so to speak.
That's right. And rumor busting is one of my favorite things to do.
Favorite pastime.
Goes on in this town sometimes, what people will talk about. I think maybe we don't have enough to do, or we're not focused on the right things, or something like that. But I suppose one of the most interesting one that's been going around, and I haven't heard this too much lately, but I did hear it this weekend again, was that that if it goes something like this, that if I am elected mayor, I want to privatize the fire department. And that's always been a shock to me, and we even talked about this spring. I don't know where anyone got that idea. To the best of my knowledge, I've never said that, nor have I even thought about it. My true opinion is that we have in our community many far more important things that we need to address. The fire department works. They put out fires. They take care of people. We need to worry about getting businesses here and creating jobs. I'm not too worried about the fire department at this point.
They do a great job, and you actually have some personal involvement with the fire department as well, with your mother's house catching fire as of recent as well.
That is correct. It caught on fire last October 30th. And the firemen were there, and they did a great job putting it out. They even moved her pictures off the wall, and her house is now rebuilt. She moved back in towards the end of May,
awesome.
And all those pictures are back on the new wall. That wall isn't there anymore, actually. But anyway, her house looks beautiful, and the firemen just did a fantastic job of taking care of the things that were really important to her. And when somebody's in there, well, I won't say how old she is, I'll get in trouble, but when somebody is a 50-year-old mother, you know, they're important. Those pictures are important to them.
Absolutely. So. And important to you and to your family as well.
That's right.
What other rumors have you heard that have been circulating throughout the always popular North Platte rumor mill?
Mm-hmm. Well, the other one that I think that I'll talk about today, I've got a couple more, but I don't know enough about them to talk intelligently. I don't want to spread rumors while talking about rumors. But
just want to clarify.
Yeah, one of the other ones is that if I'm elected mayor, that I'm going to replace all the leaders of the city with people from the hospital. And that's a bunch of bunk. I mean, it's absolutely insane. People pick their careers based on what they're interested in. And the people at the hospital, just in general, are interested in being at the hospital. They love healthcare. That's what they want to do, and that's why they're there. And the same is true for the people at the city. They go into their careers, and they love what they do, and they're probably not looking to move to the hospital, and the hospital people are not looking to move to the city. It's just absolutely crazy what some people will think about and use to stir people up for no good reason. So for those of you at the city, that's absolutely not true. I don't know who started the rumor, but absolute bunk.
Now, let's talk about the city of North Platte here a little bit, Brandon. Have you had much interaction with city employees and, in particular, city department heads?
I have. I've had lunch with a few of them over the summer. Everyone's busy, and I haven't met with everyone yet, and I hope to before the election. I just haven't gotten through the whole leadership tree yet. I did have the opportunity to have lunch with Matt Kibben the other day.
Our new city administrator.
Yes, and he's a good guy. I really enjoyed it. We had a great talk.
Yeah, blessed to have him.
Yep, we talked for an hour, and we probably could have sat there for two, but we both had things we had to get off and do. So it was a great talk, and I look forward to meeting with him again.
Now, we did have Mr. Kibben on the program a week ago, and we talked about the budget a little bit, and obviously that's one big thing we'll continue hitting on with elected officials and those running for office, as well as the budget. And it could be a tough one, we know, battling this coronavirus in terms of the city budget.
I'm certain there are going to be some challenges. There have already been some significant cuts as a result of requests from the council and things like that, and those are all things that we need to do in order to keep our city stable. We definitely want to have a stable city government. There's no question about that. We have to have that. And this year there have been some challenges. There'll probably be more challenges in 2021. But I think folks can get around if they just understand and if we talk about what the changes are and why they need to occur. I think folks will understand. We've all had to cut back what we're doing. We can't travel as much. We can't do the things that we've often do, not so much maybe because of our jobs, just because of the situation the world is in. And although we did have a banner sales tax in June, it's probably the result of vehicle purchases due to low interest rates and things like that. So we may have some other things that happen like that throughout our year that don't make it as bad as we thought it would be. And all we can do is try and get people to come to North Platte and stop here and spend a little money when they go by.
Again, we have Brandon Kelleher joining us, one of our two candidates for mayor of North Platte. Brandon did advance out of the election a few months ago and will now move on to the November ballot. And Brandon, in referring to the budget, it's complicated. We know that the city budget can sometimes be an intimidating article to look at, especially for individuals like myself. You know, I don't deal with a budget outside of my house budget, and a home budget and an individual's budget is completely different than the city's budget. So how are you prepared to handle the city's budget if elected as the next mayor?
Well, I think you just made a great comparison in revving up for that question, and that is that you talked about your home budget. So you know everything that's in your home budget. You can look at your checkbook or your QuickBooks or however you track your budget. You can look at it, and you understand what all those things are. And that's really the first step in a budget, is you have to get to the state that people that are reviewing the budget can understand what's in there. Because if you don't really understand what's in the budget, you can't decide necessarily what's really important and what's maybe not as important and maybe could be done without for a year or two or something like that. And so one of the things that I will do, and I understand from Mr. Kibben that he's already working on this, is to make the North Platte City budget a more readable budget. And just to be clear, he's not working on it because I said he should do it. He's working on it because it's the right thing to do.
It was a goal that he had as the next city administrator.
Exactly. And we both compared the view of the North Platte budget to the view of the Kearney budget.
Okay.
And I get tired of comparing us to Kearney all the time. But if you go look at the Kearney budget online, it's pretty easy to understand. I mean, honestly, you can find most things about it in just a few minutes. If you look at the North Platte budget, you can't even see it online. And so we need to get something that looks more like Kearney. And it will take probably a year to 18 months for that process to complete, because the folks that run the city are going to have to further define things in the budget so that they can be appropriately represented. And they have all this knowledge in their heads. They just need to put it on paper is really what needs to happen. And Mr. Kibben's already in that process, and I congratulate him for doing it. Whether I'm the mayor or not, I'm going to appreciate that as a citizen of North Platte, because I'll be able to look at the budget and we can see where the revenues come in and where the expenses go.
And we're talking a lot about Mr. Kibben, the city administrator. We know that you guys have met, and it sounds like if you're elected as the next mayor, you guys would have a good working relationship. Let's talk about our current mayor, the great Dwight Livingston, Brandon. What's your relationship with Dwight been like thus far? And if you're elected mayor of North Platte, do you feel that you and Dwight have the relationship where you could lean on him if you did need some advice or need to rely on an individual that's been in the office and knows the office?
Yes, and Dwight has told me that I can call him anytime, and so is Mr. Hawks, who is a former city administrator, and you know, Dwight and I see each other occasionally at meetings. We don't chat on a regular basis. It's not that we dislike each other or anything like that. We just don't have the occasion to chat. But
paths don't cross as much as you may like.
Exactly. And I suppose if this were a normal summer and of all the events that usually occur, we probably would have seen each other a lot more.
Would have been
summer.
A few more handshakes.
Yes, probably, and things like that. But that just hasn't happened. But Dwight's been a great mayor, and he's a really good guy, and everyone knows that. And so I think that whether I'm the mayor or not, if I have a question, I'm pretty sure that Mr. Livingston will take my call.
I think that no matter what happens, Dwight's going to be there to help however he can, just from a retirement position.
Exactly.
Now, Brandon, let's talk about jobs in the community, because we know unfortunate news that's broke here the past 24 hours is about 24 individuals were laid off from the Greenbrier Rail Service location in Hershey. Obviously, that has a big impact locally. We know the development of a rail park is coming with the chamber sometime soon, but how do you plan to bring jobs to the North Platte community if elected as the next mayor?
Well, I think that we have to really, to bring jobs here, we have to focus on the fact that we need to bring jobs here. And we can't just snap our fingers and suddenly there'll be more jobs. I mean, that's obvious. But one of the very first things that we have to do is we have to make sure that we renew the Quality Growth Fund, and not to plug the Quality Growth Fund, but that's something that's going to be here on our ballot in November. Mm-hmm. And it's one of the tools that our community has to attract businesses by helping them cover the expenses that they incur in moving to North Platte or creating new businesses. And it can be used for a variety of things, but our community has to do that. If we don't, we lose out on a simple sales tax generating revenue, and it's not an increase in sales tax. Make that very clear. It's not an increase in sales tax. I'll say it one more time. It is not an increase in sales tax. It's just a small percentage of our sales tax that goes into that fund, and then we can use that money as a community to help attract businesses. Last year, during the spring, you may recall, we used Quality Growth Funds to help prop up some of our businesses with the gift card program.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not in a business where I was a recipient of any of that, but I did make use of it, and I think the businesses genuinely appreciated it. So I think that in terms of bringing jobs to North Platte, one of the things that we have to do is we have to focus on the fact that we need to do it, and we need to get people talking about it and talking about it consistently. But if we're going to do that, and we have to do that, so it's not if, it's we have to do that, or our community is going to continue to shrink. We're going to continue to have layoffs in various businesses. And in a few years, suddenly our community will be drastically smaller than it is. And no one wants that, because one of the things that I hear consistently from people is, can you do something about getting more retail here? And I think we would all like to have a few more places to shop. Not that there's anything wrong with the places that we have now, but we are missing a few things. Yesterday, somebody bent my ear about a place to buy children's clothes. and I don't have the occasion to buy children's clothes, but as I understand it from talking to them, there really aren't a lot of places you can buy children's clothes in town. You have to travel out of town, and you have to order them online. And if we want to bring more business to North Platte, if we want to attract retail stores, we need people who are going to spend money there. And to do that, we're going to have to attract more people to North Platte. Well, to do that, we've got to attract jobs, and to do that, we've got to have houses and infrastructure to support them. It's all tied together. So to bring more jobs to North Platte, we need to spend time focusing on bringing more jobs to North Platte. Active efforts, not just Mr. Pearson out there trying to recruit businesses. It's got to be the whole community, and we have to be positive. We need 24,000 people talking positively about North Platte to get businesses to come here. If we have 1,000 of us out there and 2,000 or 5,000 people complaining about everything, we're not going to get it done. We have to work together. We have to be positive about our community. We have to recognize the challenges that we have and then work towards solving those problems. And if we can do that, we will bring businesses to our community.
Now, Brandon, we do have to wrap up today, but if folks want to get a hold of you and find out more about your candidacy and your campaign, what's the best way for them to contact you and have that discussion?
They're welcome to reach out to me on Facebook, facebook.com/BKMayor, or on my website, bkmayor.com. Or I have my mayor phone, but I'm going to announce that number again. I may have to change numbers. There's been a problem with my mayor phone here recently. Oh, no. I missed some calls, so I'm not going to repeat that number right now until I get that clarified.
Sure. So social media, in the meanwhile, is the best time.
That is correct.
All right. Yep. Brandon, as always, we appreciate the time. Look forward to seeing you again down the road here as we continue discussing your candidacy for mayor of North Platte.
Thank you, and congratulations on your appointment to the Planning Commission.
Well, thank you. It's a lot of fun thus far. I'm enjoying it. A lot of reading material, but I'm learning a lot, so thank you.
Well, I'll give you something to do at night.
Absolutely it will. Full forecast check and a check of sports coming up on Mugs in the Morning, and we'll continue the local conversation next.
This has been a paid political spot, paid for by Brandon Kelleher for mayor.